Woody Whoop, just want to give a shout out to the Turnbuckle Throwback Podcast. And I also want to say, Choppy, Choppy, man, you a pain in my ass, bro. And I want to wish you a happy and blessed birthday, my friend. I hope you enjoy your day. It's your day, my friend, from your boy, Too Cold Scorpio. You know how we do it. If you're going to do it right. Do it 450 or do it all night. Holla.
They hate him. He's the world heavyweight champion, the leader of the Four Horsemen, the Nature Boy Ric Flair. J.J. Dillon, you're the brains behind all this.
Well, yes, and, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about one situation, and that's Sting getting in the ring, shooting his mouth off. You see, two guys around here see Lex Luger walking around all puffed up and looking cocky, and it's bringing out a little bit of unrest in a few other people. And I'm a little bit amazed that somebody like Sting would be so forward is to go on national television and, of all people, call out the world heavyweight champion. What is he thinking? Now, I'll admit, Sting's building up a little bit of an impressive record. He's knocking off a few people left and right, and he's stinging them real good. But you see, the horsemen have a way of dealing with things that go around stinging people, and all we do is get a horseman-sized fly swatter, and so what? And then they don't look so bad when they can't sting anybody anymore. Right, champ?
What comes out of the mouth of babe? You know, Sting, you are a perfect example of what Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson are. You're a frustrated punk kid that is still running around with little girls in training bras while Ric Flair, the world champion, styles and profiles with the finest. Yeah. Woo! With the world's finest from one end to the other. I'm telling you, pal, don't keep calling my name or we'll cut that illustrious career short. Luger, you gotta be in total frustration. Right now, seeing the horsemen as we are. Three of us, the three world champions. Woo! And remember, tomorrow night, the events get bigger, the stakes get higher, the competition gets better. And tomorrow night, the Nassau Coliseum, millions of people tune in to see the very best in the world today. And that's the National Wrestling Alliance, Jim Crockett Promotions in the Nassau Coliseum. And baby, call up, get that cable vision lined up, because tomorrow night, Ric Flair is going to beat up Road Warrior Hawk all by myself. Hawk, this is on the line. And pal, I know you'll be cooking and smoking, but remember, Hawk, when it's all over, when 17,000 people in the building and millions across the country reflect back, they'll have to see Ric Flair pulled it like it was again. He took it, and he gave it back, and he's still the world heavyweight champion, the Bunkhouse Finals, Arne Tully. The cage, the best in the world, right there, all of them, vying for $500,000. $500,000, if you may. Arne Tully, my friend, Road Warrior Animal, Dusty Rhodes, the Barbarian, the Warlord, the real bad apples of our sport, going after $500,000. And I'm betting on Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, because if you look at it the way you have to look at it, they're the world champions. They're the best there is. And brothers, they can take it just like Ric Flair, and they can give it out. So tomorrow night, New York, get ready, because girls, after it's all over, remember, none of you can ever be first, but there's a whole bunch of you out there that might be next. Woo!
All right, the world heavyweight champion, Ric Flair and J.J. Dillon. The Chief Hunters are next, right after this.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, this is the Queen of Extreme, Francine, and you are listening to Phil, Jay, and that pin in the ass choppy on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man.
Woo. It's time to crack your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo, yeah!
It is Saturday, isn't it?
Happy Saturday.
Yo, man, this is like my favorite, one of my favorite weekends of the year. It's fucking Choppy's birthday weekend.
Birthday weekend.
I think we're in the twilight zone, aren't we?
Picture a mook trapped in time. You're trapped in the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live on Rant EM Radio. Part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media. I'm your host, Phil McCracken.
I came out of left field.
Picture a man, stretch in time.
Picture a bald prick.
Picture two bald pricks.
No, what did Matt say? You ghoul?
Call me a ghoul.
Picture a fucking ghoul.
Picture a gypsy.
Picture a gypsy. Here you go.
Gypsy.
Picture a gypsy. You guys should sit close together. Oh. And then make out. You got the bill over that chop?
Oh.
Anyway.
Is that Bowman?
It's got to be Bowman.
Fuck him.
Fuck. He said fuck him. Fuck it. Oh, boy.
Fuck you!
Fuck. Oh, my video is blocked. Fuck Facebook.
Why is it? Whoa, whoa.
Because I played Metallica, that's why. Fuck you.
The algorithm.
Yeah, fuck you, Lars.
The big, fucking algorithm.
You big bag of douche.
You still like them, though.
I love Metallica.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I like my job. I mean, like the people that are there, you know?
That's true. That's very true. So I'll put it to you like this. He likes Metallica sans Lars.
As soon as he fucking pissed him on about Napster, I ran home and downloaded that shit.
Yeah.
Just Just on purpose.
Napster was the shit when it first came out.
Yeah.
I like the other one. What was the other one? LimeWire?
LimeWire.
That was my gimmick.
LimeWire was great, but it had too many viruses, bro. I used to get so much shit.
Well, because you're downloading fucking midget porn. That's why.
No, never midget porn. Only tall people porn.
Hello,
average size people porn.
There you go.
average size people.
But I had Napster, too. Napster was the shit. Napster was absolutely the shit.
It was bright.
Ham is watching Worlds Collide on his phone.
Oh, there we go. Stream it.
So.
Excuse me. Mom was coughing up a lung.
Oh. Lucky.
Lucky.
Oh,
Jake can't cough.
Yeah, I can't.
What happened to you, buddy? You're still injured, huh?
I'm still out. Still out hurt.
Dem obliques.
Yeah. Apparently I have an oblique. Who would have thought?
You found out you had an oblique.
I find out. There is some muscle in here somewhere.
Wow. Here you thought you had a cracked rib.
Yeah. So, no, thankfully nothing's broken. But, so it's got to be a strained muscle. What the fuck do I know? You know?
Yeah, if it was torn or anything like that.
I feel like I'd be in more pain.
You would not be able to move.
Yeah. So, I'm in enough pain. That's close enough.
Stop jerking off.
No, I'm increasing that now. I got to get better.
Anyways.
But Kazaa, yeah, remember Kazaa too?
Oh, Kazaa was another one.
That was
that was like the
was that before LimeWire?
That was around the same time, I believe. Yeah. We got Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves on a Saturday night. What's up, Shaylin? What's up, L Boogie? What's up, Fallon? What's up, the Wizards? Tony Z is in the room from the Wizards. We got my man Aaron's in the room. We got Hammer in the room. Jessica Hawk. Hello. Yeah.
That was
that's Tank's sister. And everybody else listening in on Rant EM Radio. You all right, Jay?
Yeah, I'm dying. Just dying.
Did you guys beat up a skunk or is there weed in this house?
No.
Marijuana is bad, okay?
Okay.
No, seriously, though, I always get excited around Choppy's birthday weekend because it's the fucking Rumble. It's always the Rumble before Choppy's birthday. So
it's delightful.
It is delightful. It is delightful.
And it's our inaugural battle against the Wizards.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
and who would have thought that Hard Times, Worlds Collide, and the Rumble would be on my birthday weekend.
Yeah, who
would
have thought?
Well, we can get right into it. Are we anything else going on? Or
nah.
I saw the Irishman for finally.
How long did it take
that
you to
four
watch
hours
it?
You won't get back? I mean, it was a good movie, but they could have killed off Hoffa in 2 hours.
Can I say that it's a good movie?
Yeah.
My union got to work in that movie.
I don't go with that union shit.
However, it's not Oscar worthy.
No.
I think the last great Scorsese film was probably Departed.
Oh, The Departed was
okay.
Amazing.
So here's my take on this, and I don't know if we spoke on this already, but you know the premise of the story, right? Everybody knows what happened, right? And I was having this conversation with my friend's father who was in that union. He's retired now. And I'm like, dude, come on. He's like, well, Phil, all that stuff is true. All that stuff that happened in the movie is true. Shout out to them. They filmed half that movie in my neighborhood. In my old neighborhood. They made it look like Philadelphia, which is pretty dope. So at De Niro's house, they made it look like Philadelphia, but it was Catawba Avenue.
Oh, shit.
St. Matthias on Catawba Avenue by Underdunk, but my sister Natalie's old house.
Yo, what area was that? Ridgewood? Remember the scene where
the
red Cadillac scene?
Yeah.
That was in Ridgewood?
That was Ridgewood.
Holy shit balls. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now I'm watching a movie, and like I feel like Scorsese just took out a fucking scratch pad and wrote and made a scene of everything he wrote down on a scratch pad.
Because and the did
movie, right? Because the movie's 4 fucking hours long. You could have killed Hoffa in 2 hours and still told a great story.
I think that instead of giving us quality like he normally does, he gave us quantity.
Yeah.
Which I think the reason he gave quantity was because of the Netflix deal.
Well, probably. He probably got paid a shit ton of money. He's like, yo, you know what? Let's see how long I can make this movie.
And also the fact that he said that this was going to be his last film that he was ever going to direct. Bullshit. He's already thinking about doing another film. Already.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. He's already thinking about something else.
I still have not seen The Irishman yet. Every time somebody says they've seen it, the first thing I want to ask is, how many days did it take you to watch
it?
Seven.
I'll tell you like this. If you factor in children and work and other activities.
Jerking off.
Listen, regardless of your daily routine, because you have more of a busy routine than we all do, right? Between the kids and job and shit, right? But still, it's still a long fucking movie, dude. It's almost chop. Come on, man. And you're a film guy. You work in the film industry. Listen, you have to get for me to sit some that's not wrestling or baseball. For me to sit through something that's 4 hours, entertain me. I got bored. When all of a sudden, when Hoffa started getting caught, when he started getting into trouble and stuff like that, I was like, come on, man. You could have fucking killed him an hour ago.
I was not bored at all throughout the whole movie. I was actually very perplexed as to why the movie was so long. And like what Phil said, why they take forever to kill Hoffa in this film. Yeah, it's like what he said. He could have eliminated maybe like an hour from the film of whatever of the... Well, especially the scenes where Frank is like delivering meat, delivering the meat, and then he also one of the scenes where he's painting houses. I mean, like, come on, guys. I mean, it's a great.
Or isn't it painting houses like painting houses? Yeah,
exactly. So, I was. It was like I said. It's a good movie. Do I think it's Oscar worthy? Not really.
Yeah, but it's a good movie. I remember watching all these movies from back in the day, and like, oh, this is Oscar worthy. I'm like, what the. What the fuck is Oscar worthy? Like,
we don't know what's Oscar worthy. Yeah. Because for me and you, I think it's. I'm still fucking upset that Downey Jr. did not get at least a nom for his role in Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because he played like the best fucking. He was Robert Downey Jr. to the best of his ability, and he just was phenomenal in that role. And it's also the same thing with Sir Patrick Stewart when he was Professor X in Logan.
Yeah.
He deserved a fucking best supporting actor in that film. Didn't get it. Why? Comic book film.
I was just going to say comic book.
The genre doesn't get the respect. Just the respect. Yeah. I mean, it gets all the special effects awards and the musical score awards. And as a musician, I'm sure Jay can appreciate that.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of it, like Choppy said, these guys are putting in fucking Oscar-worthy, not for nothing. I'm not a big X-Men guy, but Logan
was good.
That was probably the best Wolverine movie out of all of them.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down. That his role in that could have been like a good an award worthy, maybe a Golden Globe.
He should have got at least a nom. Not even a nomination he got.
Yeah.
I think that guys like these movies, sure enough, here it is, Wolverine right here. like a lot of these superhero movies deserve some type of like nod. You know, the only two times that I can think of where an actor got a nom and a win was fucking Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Yeah,
and that's for a comic book movie.
Yeah,
and now I think Phoenix is going to win Best Actor for this Joker movie. Yeah, hands down.
It's just like it gets no respect. Like, it's Rodney Dangerfield all over again.
Yeah,
it's no respect. And it's like these. I know. I don't watch the Academy Awards because some of these movies I haven't even seen.
Never even heard of them.
Well, they were in the Sundance Film Festival. I'm not like a film guy like that. You know, if you tell me something's good, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
You know, like a Tarantino movie or a sci-fi or a thriller. I tell you right now, Sandler in that Uncut Gems.
I gotta see that.
I gotta tell you.
Don't tell me anything.
No, I'm just saying. I gotta tell you. That's award worthy.
You know, he didn't get anything.
He didn't get a nom.
He didn't get a nom. Nothing. Yeah. And you know, I read an article on The Post.
I think I know where you're going. Yeah.
And the article said, I quote, "Well, do you think Sandler deserves an award?" It's Sandler.
Hell yeah, he does.
And then they said something about Eddie Murphy playing. What was that movie that he just did recently?
Dolomite.
Black Diamond.
That was Dolomite. Yeah.
Yeah. They said that, come on, it's Eddie Murphy. Why do you think he would get nominated for an award? And then it was somebody else. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Sandler, I heard Sandler has done some really Oscar-worthy performances. I don't know if you've ever seen Rain on Me.
No, I've never seen
Rain on Me. Where he plays a 9/11 father who loses his family in 9/11. And throughout the whole movie, he's trying to fucking kill himself.
Wow. No, yeah, never seen
and
it.
And Don Cheadle, who plays War Machine.
I told Choppy this a couple years ago. I gave Don Cheadle shit because I like Terrence Howard as War Machine.
So did I.
But Don Cheadle killed it.
Yeah.
Right, Hammer? Don Cheadle was good as War Machine? Remember that he was the second War Machine?
And Mickey Rourke was the... Right, that was the second
one. He was Whiplash.
Yeah, Whiplash, yeah. Right.
Mickey Rourke was great as Whiplash.
You know what's cool about him? He actually hung out in Russia, in Russian prisons, to get the feel of the character.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. That's
dedication.
That's fucking dedication. He became a wrestler just to play a wrestler. That's pretty fucking dope.
Funny story about the wrestler. I actually was at a Ring of Honor event when they were actually filming for that
Randy
movie.
The Rod.
Yeah. Randy the Ram.
The Ram. Randy the Ram Robinson, or whatever it was.
The Ram.
And then fucking the cat was playing
Was he Iran? No.
Whatever it was.
Playing some sand monkey.
But I still think Iron Man 2 is the best Iron Man ever made. I hated Iron Man 3.
I like the first one.
I like the first one the best one. The
second one is the best one for me.
First one's a favorite.
First one I've seen like 55 times.
And I'm not saying the first one is bad, because it's not bad. It's a really good fucking film.
Yeah.
But the second one, the fact that he had all the extra costumes, and then he had fight Whiplash, and then, you know,
Happy was good in that movie. Happy Favreau was good in that movie.
Favreau was amazing. Yeah,
and then Pepper at the race car thing. It was cool.
Good. I think the whole
this is not my bird. Yes. This is not my bird.
Yeah, exactly.
You want the bird? I got the bird. This is not my bird. I want my bird.
And in terms of superhero films, the best superhero film ever fucking made, is a bold fucking statement, was Captain America Civil War, hands down.
That is a bold
statement.
That's
a very bold statement.
Don't get me wrong. Endgame was fantastic. Infinity was good. Captain America Civil War, that scene where fucking Spider-Man swings into the airport with every other character, I was like, it's like the heavens parted during that fucking scene. I was like, Spider-Man, Cap and Thor. It was amazing. I'm sorry. That's the best.
Worlds collide. Hammer, what's been going on so far?
Yeah, what's going on?
I know Mia Yim lost to the British champ, right?
No shock there.
So, Mia Yim lost. Bella won.
He beat the Russian kid, Dragunov.
Whoa.
Jerkinov.
That's Choppy's new cousin.
There you go.
Ivan Jerkinov.
Jerkinov.
Go ahead.
What's next?
And
Oh, that's the match I can't wait to see.
DIY Mustache Mountain.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be watching some wrestling tonight, buddy.
That's going to be a show stealer right there.
Take a break. Hands down. Match of the night.
Speaking of wrestling, so Hammer comes over this afternoon, and he breaks out. We break out the PlayStation, and we open up Fire Pro Wrestling.
Whoa.
Right,
hey,
so
now.
He starts to create me, right? Now, I haven't gotten this far in the game yet. I just learned how to wrestle a couple of weeks ago, right? Because the game is, listen, if you don't know how to play the game, like Choppy said, it's not like a regular wrestling game, you know? It doesn't control like that.
It's if you're so used to playing with, you know, the SmackDown games, you're not going to like this.
Right.
You got to get used to it.
So now he's going through the moveset, right? And I'm like, whoa. He's like, yeah, you can do that. And I'm talking like stiff. Strong style, King Road style. I was like, Lucha. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Lariotto.
Dude, there is a Rainmaker V-trigger.
Really?
Really.
So instead of Okada, you know how Okada does a Rainmaker?
Yes.
Instead of him clotheslining you when he pulls you back, you throw your fucking knee up to the guy's face.
That's dope.
I popped. I scared the cat. I'm like, whoa.
That's the Seth Rollins does that. That's the
ripcord?
The ripcord Kingslayer or something like that.
I've totally forget that he did it. But the scene on a video game, I was like, get the fuck out. Does Seth Rollins do that in the video game? In 2000, 2K20, whatever?
You know, I got 2K19 just for the PlayStation 4.
So I
still haven't played it, but I have the gold edition for I got the gold edition for $17 used.
Well, tomorrow when we all get together, I'm bringing over SuperCard, which is that card game that we bought at the convention.
Yeah, oh shit, yeah.
It's already packed. I'm ready to go. So
super.
So so tomorrow night we're all excited. What's the matter? Oh, he's watching the match. Shane went said it's very entertaining. He said, well, you know. Not for nothing. After what Walter did a couple days ago.
Oh my God, that chop,
dude! I played that back about 8 times.
Yeah, because the video
he hasn't seen it.
I've seen shows it like 3 or 4 times. I'm like, I gotta watch this.
Posted it on the page, and every time I saw, it, I was like, ugh. Oh my God,
dude!
Cole's chest fell off
again. The poor cat was sitting in front of me, and I had two different clips. I had the actual NXT clip from the show on YouTube, and someone took it from their seat.
Oh.
From their seat. Like,
oh, I never seen that one, no.
And the seat one popped, and my cat was like, what the fuck was that?
Well, it's funny, because you got to think about it. If we're hearing it, granted, it's mic'd up and everything, so we can hear it through the TV, but imagine it's got
dude, that's on your phone, dude.
Yeah. Forget the sound.
Let me see if I can find it.
Could you imagine what Adam Cole's chest must feel like at this point?
No.
After taking a chop from Walter.
There's no way.
And I shit on this guy before he got
signed. Oh, really?
Oh, you're bugging. I
shit on him.
Yeah.
And I saw, and I was like, who the fuck is a guy? Why would they name a guy Walter?
How about the match with him and PCO from a few years ago? You talk about chops.
Pro Wrestling Guerrilla?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Talk about chops. Was it Pro or was it Evolve?
No, it was Rep Pro, I think it was.
It was something.
I think it was Rep Pro.
Fucking PCO's chest was purple. And it looked like he had a third pack.
Listen, the nastiest bump I ever saw. me and Phil witnessed at fucking G1.
Oh my god, I watched it again the other day.
When Tama power bombed PCO onto the mat outside, I was like, he's dead. We were like, he's dead. That's it.
Can I play the person? This kid was sitting like three or four rows.
Please, I gotta hear this.
And that's off a cell phone.
Let's play it again.
Oh. Ooh, that sound like it hurt.
I might make that a sound clip.
Ooh.
Oh. Adam Cole. Oh. That's why he's the wrestler of the year.
You know that chop that Keith Lee does where he goes like,
the double hand.
Congratulations
to
Keith Lee, by the way.
Yeah.
Choppy called it.
Oh.
New North American champion.
But that's okay. That's cute.
Yeah.
When you take a chop from Walter, it's not cute. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it that day, the next day,
three days later,
it fucking has to hurt. And whenever people tells me, "Oh, wrestling is fake," I was like, "I would like to tell you, take that chop right there."
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And let me know if it's fake.
Yeah, let's see how fake that is.
Fucking mooks.
DIY defeats Mustache Mountain.
Hey now,
we're getting updates from the chat room.
So, Philly,
yes,
did you get the memo this morning?
What memo, sir?
I mean, we have to wear Bullet Club themed T-shirts. This jerk comes in with a Kiss shirt. It's okay.
He doesn't have a Bullet Club shirt.
I don't have a Bullet Club shirt.
That sounds like
a Takeover Club shirt. He's in.
That sounds like a you problem.
No.
Well,
no.
We're gonna have to. We're
Takeover
gonna
Club
it.
Is an us problem. We have to get him a shirt. So
I'll make my own. That's all right.
You make your own. What is this fucking?
He has to.
What is 1978?
Give me a shirt.
What are you reading? Dynamite magazine.
Just give me a white shirt and I'll write it on.
He has to run the gauntlet. Just like I did.
You want pom poms on your roller skates too? You fucking femme. Yeah, so I grabbed the Bullet Club shirt today. I went to him. I found a new barber, and he's a new dog.
Oh, that's close to you.
Yeah, well, the thing is, ever since I moved out here, I don't have my hood. Normally, yeah. You know, I was going all the way to Stapleton when I had the beard to get a fade on the beard. Then I got so depressed a couple months ago, and I just shaved the whole fucking thing off. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to grow it back. And I was going to the barber shop today, and I just grabbed. I was wearing a little blue today. So I grabbed the Bullet Club shirt and I took it off, and this kid in this guy in a fucking barbershop was like, "Yo, those guys are fucking fire, man." I was like, "Oh yeah." Now you have to understand something. This is any inner city has these barbershops, you know. And I love the and as a matter of fact, I don't even know how to cut hair, but if I had money, I would own a barbershop. Just the camaraderie, just the social atmosphere.
That's what my cousin did. He bought a barbershop, and he doesn't do anything. He just collects the money.
I would fucking buy a barbershop, hire a bunch of fucking hoods, put a couple TVs in there with a sound system.
Yeah.
And like the community loves these guys, and they come. People bring their kids. And
yeah, my boys had one now in Grand City for about 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
And he's right there on the train line, you know.
Yeah, that's where these guys are.
Oh, where'd you go?
Artistic.
Oh, okay. My buddy has Next Level.
Okay.
Next Level, which is, yeah. I think it's like, right, it's Lincoln. I think it's Lincoln Avenue. Yeah.
And these guys are right off New Door Plaza. You come off the train, make the left.
Oh,
right
off. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I go in there, and I'm like, you know, and I just, as soon as somebody notices the shirt, I like the fans, they just come out. They're like, it's almost like when you were a Dean Dungeons & Dragons kid when you were back in the day, and somebody has like a dice, like, oh, you play too? But the shirts are like, I've had old people like give me the thumbs up like in a supermarket and shit.
I remember when I was in Bayside one time for elementary, and all of a sudden I was just walking through a little parking lot. This dude honks his horn, and I can literally hear him. With his windows closed, by the way, I can literally hear him say, "Bullet Club, yeah, motherfucker." I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I just told my girl's son today to Too Sweet Me. I was like, "Yo, Too Sweet Me. I'll see you later."
Too Sweet Me. Too Sweet Me.
And now we got to go like this. Got to go down.
At a very young age, we were all, him and I were really, I got him hip to it. Like, you know, if I had a shirt, he had to have the shirt. And I a couple of them matched, a couple of them didn't. But we always got recognized everywhere we went. You know, that's a nice shirt. You son has a nice shirt. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I love T-shirts now. I mean, like, I think T-shirts, the wrestling T-shirts are becoming more popular now.
Probably more so now than ever.
I think
ever
so.
Before.
Even I mean, when you're in the Attitude Era, I was wearing everything. I was wearing Austin. I was wearing Taz.
There was only, you know, if you were a fan of just WWF or WCW at the time, and you weren't a fan of ECW, there were only a couple of shirts. Like, there was DX, there was Austin, there was The Rock. And yeah, Undertaker.
Sprinkled in.
I think like Foley had one eventually.
Yeah, but that was before. I'm talking about right before Foley. I'm talking about 316. I'm talking about right.
DX. Oh, so you're talking about like 96, 97.
Yeah, and then, I mean, of course, 95. I had Public Enemy.
Yeah.
I had Taz. I had the Pit Bulls. You know what I'm saying? I had the Eliminators.
Funny you should say that, because when I was, Shane was my favorite of all time from ECW. I never owned a Triple Threat shirt. All I had was a Taz shirt, because I love Taz too.
Yeah.
Saw a match today with Mikey Whipwreck and Shane Douglas.
Ooh.
And Mikey took a fucking nosedive into the fourth row, taking out Douglas.
Mikey Whipwreck, probably one of the most underrated workers from that company. I thought he was very good for what he did.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%, exactly.
100%.
And I love the fact that he always played the underdog. I think he was a much better underdog than fucking Spike Dudley.
He was the original Spike Dudley.
He was, and he had more of an... No disrespect to Spike, but they gave Mikey Whipwreck more of an opportunity.
Then Spike,
he gave title shots. Spike didn't get any title shots. He was just a fucking...
And Mikey Whipwreck is a Triple Crown champion.
Correct. He was the first Triple Crown champion.
He was, correct, yes.
A fight in the crowd was fucking...
Oh.
What?
Tegan Nox. Oh, Dakota Kai. That's right. They're fighting.
Oh, who cares?
Schnozzolo versus
Tegan. I thought he said Cobra Kai. I'm like, wait, John Kreese is in the crowd?
Did you see the new John Kreese commercial? Where he says... now he's called...
Hysterical.
You know, at the end of the commercial, he's called Panda Kai or something.
Yeah, like Panda Kai.
It's crazy.
Creasy baby.
That's right.
But, yeah, so like I said, even with wrestling shirts, like I think ECW was like really the first one. I mean, now... Every indie with, you know, progress and tees and all
Jock
that.
Jock has got his own shirt now. And
Finally. Damn.
Yeah.
But, they're definitely the ones that really got that ball rolling. I mean, granted, AWA had, you know, some merch and everything and, you know, WWF, but, like, ECW was the first one to really kind of stamp, like, oh, you got to get your favorite, you know, wrestler's shirt.
They had a lot of good 80s t-shirts, though.
Who did?
WWF had some pretty good.
Oh, yeah, of course.
My favorite had to be the Bulldogs.
I had the British Bulldog shirt. It was a 3/4 baseball sleeve
shirt. Yes, I remember that.
I had the original Macho Man shirt, the one I bought for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I redid the Captain Lou shirt. I had that.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I bought it again.
Did Blassie have one?
No, Blassie didn't have one.
Shit.
I had, who else did I have? I had Demolition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I know that
I had
one.
Demolition. I had the Ultimate Warrior, the first one.
Did you have the Warriors one? Or the Road Warriors?
No, not the Road Warriors. Ultimate Warrior.
You had the Ultimate Warrior. Not
Legion of Doom. No. But I had Ultimate Warrior, and I had the Ultimate Warrior the squeeze bottle.
I remember that.
I used that for hockey, though. I wrapped it up in goalie tape.
Yeah.
And I put... So it was good, though. I used it for goals. So it was for hockey.
So yeah, man, I was like, I love the merch that they had.
No,
back.
The merch was,
and then like I said, the Attitude Era really, like, I mean, once again,
oh yeah,
cemented it.
NWO shirt. I didn't like the Wolfpack, but the guys at work, I used to work in the tuxedo place. They all bought Wolfpack shirts, and we wore them to work like once a week.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like it's ridiculous.
No. You want for you? No, I'm good. Sure. Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
All right.
She's stoned.
Throw it.
She's got pizza and fucking ice cream in her hand. She's not stoned.
Hell yeah.
Because you're high, nigga. You high.
Love you.
Because you're stoned, son. Don't be bringing drugs in here. Drugs are bad. This is a drug-free zone.
I'll speak for yourself, buddy.
I'm on Motrin 600.
There you
Does
go.
Does that count for something?
Yeah, it's definitely something. You're definitely
I'm on Tylenol PM.
Wow, you're straight edge.
And I'm keeping Red Bull. Stay up. I'm gonna shoot some baking soda when I get home. Cough syrup. That's a narcotic, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to piss test you. Thank you, but thank you. Come again.
But yeah, and it's funny, like, we were doing, like, the Royal Rumble.
You can't keep the phone there.
Doing the Royal Rumble list.
I keep my hands, like.
You'll definitely see how my list is attitude heavy.
All right, so are we doing the news first, and then we'll do the list, or do the news? All right. I saw a hard time. It's hey, how's your news? I don't play it no more. I saw a hard times last night.
How good was it?
It was very good.
Yeah.
I still think Danny Moff should have got the belt.
Danny Moff was awesome last night. Him and Trevor Murdoch fucking knocked the snot out of each other.
And you want to know something?
He's fighting tonight, too.
Who?
Danny Moff.
Is it really?
For someone else. He's fighting Darby Allin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For what, like Maryland?
There's a garbage bag. Get Choppy's garbage bag right here, bro.
Is it really?
Right next to you, yes.
Yeah, you're so nice.
For a Maryland championship or like a game
changer?
I think
it was like game changer or Northeast.
Northeast, that's the one I was thinking of, yeah.
But no, I really wanted Moff to win just because, you know, he's a local.
Well, guy. I don't think this is the end of Moff, though.
No,
and NWA
with
no.
Ring of Honor and NWA too. Then I have a working agreement. Trevor Murdoch is just the whole card. Trevor Murdoch beat the question mark. after two top row Bulldogs to advance to the semis. Dan Moff beat Ziggy Dice with a suplex spear cannonball senton.
God damn!
He advanced. Ricky Starks beat Matt Cross. That was probably with the Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
Just the sit out double hook face buster. Mm-hmm. Right? Then Tim Storm, he got a forfeit because Ken Anderson didn't show up.
Really?
Yeah.
Like shoot didn't show up or like storyline? Yeah.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Stu Bennett has some bad news, a.k.a. good news for everybody, which is good news. The Crockett Cup will be back in April.
Yep. Ah, sweet. Cool.
Eli Drake and Gene Storm won the NWA Tag Team Championship. They beat the Wild Cards and the Rock and Roll Express. I don't like it either, but you know what?
The Wild Cards should have won it.
Drake hit Ricky Morton with the gravy train.
Yeah.
I like Eli Drake, though, so I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
I think Eli Drake is great, but you got to keep in mind, it's, again, the same fucking storyline continuity.
Yeah.
James Storm and Eli Drake are teaming for the first time they win the belts? No.
Yeah, well, and we'll talk about it with Raw because it's the same exact fucking shit there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was very upset about that.
Yeah, me too.
Thunder Rosa won the women's title. Allison Kay, she beat Allison Kay. You know what bothered me about this match?
Why?
It was good, and then it fucking died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like they both got gassed, and then, like, Thunder Rosa, obviously the better technical wrestler.
Yeah.
She's a mixed martial artist. She's well-rounded. Allison Kay just wasn't conforming to the fucking submissions, and, like, it didn't look right. It was good for a little while, flowed, and then it died on me.
I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe it's like what you said. Maybe they were like, you know, they were probably all gassed up.
Hey, yeah. What's up, Nick German?
Look who's in.
Let me talk to you. I love Eli Drake. I really salute Jay. Thank you.
Dummy, yeah.
Marty Scurll comes in the building.
Hell yeah!
Oh, he was actually there. Good.
Of course.
Good.
He wants the world title. Nick Aldis comes out, says, "You keep ducking me." Da 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 da. Marty doesn't know why the title is. And then Marty wants to know why his boy Flip ain't getting a title shot tonight. Because it's non-title.
Yeah.
Flip just wants revenge.
Yeah.
I like Mercenary Flip, by the way. He's angry.
Yeah.
I love Flip's new persona. So Aldis agrees to defend against Flip, but Skrull has to leave the building.
Huh.
So he gets escorted out by security. Like old school, you know? Yeah. Marty's like, well, okay. Puts his arms up like, okay, I'll go, you know? Then we go to the tournament continues. Trevor Murdoch beat Dan Moff with a top row bulldog. I got to tell you, man. I as much as I wanted Dan Moff to win, I knew Ricky Starks was going to win.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like even Fallon was like, yo, just Ricky Starks is going
to win. They're putting it on.
He's the young guy.
And he beats Tim Storm with the, he counters a Storm's end with a crucifix.
Huh.
And I have to understand, he's given Tim Storm at least almost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Tim Storm's got to be like, what, 250?
250. What is he, a buck 80?
Yeah.
A buck 80, probably, yeah.
If that.
And he's a tiny guy. He's not a big dude.
He's not. I like him, though, man. I do. I do. And I knew he was going
to
be big.
I'm still trying to get used to. I'm not a fan. I mean, like, maybe because he's.
Well, I think because he's just super new. You know, that's what it is with me, at least.
I love the question mark, though.
Oh,
that gimmick is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, Nick? The Crockett Cup will probably be, hopefully, center stage. Stu said it's not going to be there. It's going to be in a bigger venue.
Oh, cool.
So,
it should go back to Carolina, dude.
I agree. I just, you know. But they're selling out fucking pay-per-views, man. So, I mean, if they want to go a little bit bigger, they can do center stage. It's not that big. It's big enough, though.
Yeah.
It's a better venue than the studio they have, the public broadcasting studio they have now.
I just like that they're taking a break
next
2 months, and then they're going to have another pay-per-view.
That's how you do it, man. You tell a good story.
That's what NXT does.
I was talking to Matt Spock this morning. He was texting me. He's working the weekend. He didn't get to watch the pay-per-view, and I said, you know what, dude? It's a simple watch. It doesn't insult your intelligence.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's fun.
When can you say a wrestling product is fun?
Yeah.
You know, you, we
like all, AEW is fun, but it's on another level.
But we analyze everything on AEW.
We have to because it's on a big stage.
But when we watch NWA, we're just enjoying.
You're just sitting back.
Just sitting back and enjoying the product.
It's different. It's like you're watching Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
You're watching Superstars again when you were a kid. All right. So back to the tournament. Ricky Starks beats Tim Storm. Like I said, Scott Steiner gets a North American title shot. He beats Aaron Stevens by DQ. Question mark comes in.
He's bald, if I'm not mistaken.
He is bald. He's still Big Papa Pump, though.
You mean Slim Trim Pump, maybe?
Yeah, he's off the fucking gas.
Of course. I mean,
he's still in shape, though.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Nick Aldis and Flip Gordon had a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my son today, he took all this to the limit, dude. It was a really, really solid match. You know, we make fun of Magnus all the time, you know, and when he first became champion, we were all like, oh, because it wasn't televised.
Yeah.
Unless you watch, like, NWA Hollywood or whatever.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Nick Aldis is totally in as NWA World Champion. He's invested. He respects the lineage. He talks the game now.
Yeah.
He's got himself a crew. And he respects the product. He respects the title. And he calls himself the real world's champion. He parade and he fights everybody.
Well, think
he's
of it.
He's a good heel, man.
Think of it like a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago from this time. Like, he could have been anywhere. ROH, probably AEW, probably definitely WWE bound.
I'm actually happy that he didn't go to WWE.
I agree.
Me too.
Let him establish this.
He would get lost. Baltimore would be a fantastic spot for the Crockett Cup.
And yeah,
if
I agree.
If they would have retained the fucking rights to the Great American Bash, yeah. Game, I would put, listen, I'm not, any whatever the NWA does right now, Billy Corgan is keeping it simple. Like Jay has a Kiss shirt, keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
Just keep it simple. Don't insult anybody's intelligence. The market is oversaturated as is,
mm-hmm.
Right? Are we in agreement with that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So let's just keep it the way it is. And Aldis is the national treasure, and he does elevate Sweet Charlotte.
Yeah.
Because it is the oldest and most prestigious. I held that belt the last week.
Oh, I'm sure you were very, like, jizzing your pants over that.
Dude, I was half in the bag. Just when you look at this title, and then it was autographed by Harley Race. The title is not, it's not really, it doesn't come out at you like an AEW or the big gold belt or the wing title or the IC title or the television title.
Yeah.
Right? But you could see where it's been.
Yeah.
And you see the fucking Luthezes, the Holly Races, the Ric Flairs.
But that's what I like about it, is that it is simple. It's correct. it's not overly big like the IWGP or the AEW title.
I was never a huge fan of that belt. I never liked it. I'm glad that when Flair got the belt and then eventually Jimmy Crockett upgraded it to
the big gold.
The big gold. I love
that. That was because he broke off from the NWA. And then on top, when TNA brought it back.
Yes, I remember that.
I was like, okay. Because then AJ had it.
Yeah.
And then fucking Jarrett had it 17 times. And then Christian won it.
Christian, yeah.
Okay. And I was like, okay. And I wasn't like, I bought the action figure for Christian just to have that belt. So I could put it on Flair.
Yeah.
Because I have him in the suit. You know, when we get our shelves, I'm going to display them all. But yeah, man, it's a simple watch. It's really fun.
Yeah.
If you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, please go watch it.
Yeah.
You know how Raw is a chore?
Yeah.
This is not a chore. You know what I call this? I call this a task.
Call this leisure.
I call it a leisure task. It's very easy to watch.
No, exactly. And like you said, and Phil hit it right on the head. It doesn't insult your intelligence.
It really doesn't.
You know, I mean, you know, I guess there's some, you know, they got to keep, they, Corgan does a really good job of keeping it nostalgic with a cool
current
edge. You know, with a really cool current edge.
I feel like with NXT, all the other programming that's out there, I feel like I'm finding myself analyzing the product more. Whereas when I'm watching NWA, I just watching it.
I said it when all this was going down, when before AEW came. I said, we are going into 12-year-old Jay's fantasy of wrestling every day. Now almost 30, you know, 34, 35 years old. It's almost too much. It's almost overload.
Guess why? You want to know why? Because we're working.
Yeah.
We have responsibilities.
I know, exactly.
We're old.
We are so old. But but like I said, I mean, I read the results. That was it. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I'll try to watch it during the week.
I'll go watch use the gimmick that German gave me one time.
Yeah.
I gave Jay that gimmick. I told him to use that. I bought it because I didn't want to get any of the fuck in case it started to freeze
buffer,
and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Correct.
I was like, man.
No,
I had
trouble watching Raw for some reason on Spectrum or whatever. I watched it on the DVR. It kept stopping, and all this stuff. So, I knew it was Raw. So I was like, I kind of just fast forwarded to the spots I wanted to see, and then that was it.
Raw was awful.
I didn't see Raw. So you guys want to get into Raw? No,
it was god awful.
You know, it was okay until I saw this. Okay, there's a match where it was the Viking Raiders who've been World Tag Team Champions for how many months now?
And running roughshod through everybody.
Destroying everyone in their path. Then you have, and then last week, or what, 2 weeks ago, it was Seth Rollins and the AOP against Big Show and Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. Outside in the ring, there's Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy's all distraught that he lost against fucking Aleister Black. They're, you know, Seth and the AOP are getting their asses handed to them. And then Seth sees Buddy Murphy's like, oh, help me. Buddy Murphy comes in and he helps them beat the shit out of Big Show. The next week.
Which I like, by the way.
It was cool.
I like Murphy in the stable.
So now, fast forward to the following week. Buddy Murphy and Seth Rollins are the ones getting the world tag team title shot. I was okay with that. That's fine. Okay. I was like, okay, why wasn't the AOP? But okay, world tag team titles, whatever. We get to the match, and they beat the Viking Raiders for the world tag team titles. Mind you, it was their first time tagging together. They have no, supposedly they can't gel right away as if it's their first time tagging together.
Yeah. That's what we've always been told, that they're a team together. So a team that's been teaming together for so long, you can never beat them. They think is one. That's the whole idea of tag team wrestling.
And this is where, you know, remember when Shawn and Stone Cold Steve Austin won the belts? The tag team titles from British Bulldog and Owen Hart?
Yeah.
I didn't mind that because those are like main event talents.
Super, super top guys.
Yeah, and they're like super top guys. Whereas Buddy Murphy and Seth Rollins have never crossed paths at all. They had just crossed, and all of a sudden they're the tag team championships. I'm going to use Don Tony's phrase. This is storyline stupidity at its finest, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you have the AOP
that's
win the belts? I didn't mind if the Viking Raiders lost, but if it was to the AOP,
it would have made
with
more
shenanigans
sense.
From Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy, it would have made more sense.
Yeah.
I talked to Deontay Baker, who was and he was like, "Oh, I'm okay with it." I was like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?"
Yeah.
I know you're a WWE like supporter. But think about this for a second. For storyline purposes, does that make sense? It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Because you have an established tag team in AOP that you should be, and then you want
to. And they're former world tag team champions.
In NXT.
With NXT and Raw.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So, like I said, that to me, as soon as I seen that, it just completely, I was like, these fucking guys.
So
like,
stupid.
Seth doesn't need the title. He doesn't
need any title right now.
Let him get over as you want him to be a monster heel, let him be a heel. He doesn't need the title to be a heel.
The only thing I like about this whole scenario is that the AOP is going to catch wind, or they're going to catch like the vapors and be like, you know what? Yeah, we're sick of fucking supporting you right now. I'm waiting for them to flip and go.
Which is what's probably going to happen. But
yeah.
I don't, like, what, for now, though, that's the muscle.
No, I understand that. I'm waiting for the storyline to hopefully
unfold.
Come to fruition and do all that.
You should have seen their faces when they... When Buddy Murphy and Seth Rollins got chosen over them, I was like, why... Really?
That's what I'm saying.
The Goon Squad doesn't get the tag team title shot?
If the Goon Squad gave that what the fuck face, then you know something's going to go down.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That part I like. Because I've been begging for them to come on. Listen, when they first came to NXT, I was invested.
Yeah, you were invested because their manager.
And they had Ellen.
That too. Listen, first of all, I mark for the big guys because I grew up in the big guy era. So if you could still, now you give me big guys that can work.
Yeah.
Because half those big guys couldn't work for shit.
Now they can.
Right.
Look at everybody.
You're giving me a big dude that can work? Oh, wait. And you get Paul Ellering talking for you?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. It's a fucking no-brainer. I bought the shirt the next day.
I remember this. And I wasn't sold on them at first, but he kept pushing.
I'm like, dude, come on, man.
And then, the matches that they had.
Here come the promos.
And then we saw DIY versus these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Here come the promos.
And I was like, oh my God, these guys are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And Paul Ellering said less than he did back in the day. He didn't have to. All he said,
he was right to the point. There was no elaborate story. He was right to the point.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, it's a different time. So
I mean, there was a good thing on Raw with the U.S. title match. The ladder match. Yeah,
the ladder match.
U.S. title.
Rhea Ripley retained the women's title.
Correct. Oh, work.
She beat Toni Storm.
Yeah, good. that was kind of good. Figured that was going to happen.
She's going to lose the belt.
Getting everybody updates. Thank you, Shaylin.
But the ladder match was excellent. I mean, Ray at this stage of the game, and he took a crazy fall from the top.
I didn't see it.
And he was hanging on the rig or whatever.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was supposed to be dropped down to a powerbomb into a hurricanrana, and it looked like he just kind of fell really fast. And he landed right on top of Ray's head. Man, it was fucking scary. But
that was good. I think I'm over the fucking Lana and Rusev storyline. I think I'm over that shit. It should be dead. It should be done by now. I know you like it.
I'm in. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about it right now. I think it, had, it probably has a little to do with Liv Tyler, but whatever her name is. Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
I think that...
I always want to say Liv Tyler.
I think that it, I was okay with it for the first, like, month.
It's getting a little browbeat.
It's really getting on my nerves now. Just end the fucking story. Like Rusev hasn't won a single match in this fucking field.
Yeah, that is the problem.
I still hate Bobby Lashley.
So do I.
But I want to see... But I listen, let Lashley win this. I mean, I want Rusev to go over, but what I want
to
see is a Lashley Brock Lesnar match.
Sloppy Lashley?
I want to see
Sloppy Lashley.
How
is
do
fucking
you
awful?
How will you have Bobby Lashley in your fucking company for over a year and you have not even had them cross paths? Unless it's going to happen,
they're saving it.
Yeah, maybe at the Royal Rumble they're going to do something, but they have to do something.
They'll probably go eye to eye with each other.
And then just move on.
Move on from each other. This is a little tease. You won't see that Mania, but you'll probably see that SummerSlam.
Yeah. But I want to see that. But and like I said, I'm kind of all in on Brock Lesnar being in the Royal Rumble. I mean, I like this idea. I want to see where they go with it.
I still don't know who's going to win the Rumble.
We have to come up with the... Well, before we get into our Rumble picks and stuff like that, I just want to preview the Rumble. Real quick, I saw AEW last night, the last episode with Jericho and the Cruz.
Oh, the Cruz, yeah.
That tag match with Paige and Omega versus SCU was awesome.
I heard it was good.
Chop, it was
fantastic. It was awesome.
I didn't see who won that.
Paige and Omega.
And it's the other belts. Yeah. Oh, okay,
and it's
good.
And it's another.
But they're
view,
playing
right?
off like Paige is still.
But see, I don't mind them winning the belts now. You want to know why? Because they've been in a group for a while now, so they know each other very well.
Yeah, and also this sets up hopefully my dream, my wish. I mean, to have Scorpio Sky as a single.
As a single,
it's gonna happen. He's so good on the mic. He's so good in the ring. He has the physique. He has the look.
Yeah,
he's gonna be. He's gonna.
Yeah,
be great.
I mean, I like you know Paige and Omega having it. Me, I wanted SCU to be shown a little bit more while having the belts. You know, they're an established team. They're the first team.
Well, yeah. they're in that outside of Scorpio Sky, Kazarian and Daniels are. They're transitioning into their next career because, I mean, they've been around for a gazillion years.
Yeah.
They could still go, but, like, I feel like Daniels is more of a singles guy now.
Oh, yeah.
Putting the younger guys over. And they have to cut the cord with Scorpio. Either he breaks up with them beef, or breaks up with them, like, amicably. But, like, I feel like he's a star.
No, he is a star.
He's a fucking
but
star.
But I don't think he could be a heel. I don't think he could be a monster heel.
I don't care what he is at this point. I feel like
maybe I don't know.
He's got charisma.
He's got tons of charisma.
He's got charisma, and if he could be a heel, but I mean, let's be honest, man. There's not many. AEW doesn't have. They have a lot of tweeners. They don't have guys that are straight up faces and
full fledged heels. Even
right. There's guys.
MJF.
Outside of MJF, who do you have though?
You have MJF.
MJF.
Enough for nothing. Is Cody Rhodes really a baby face?
He is. He's a baby.
He's been a bag of douche the last 3 years.
No, he's a baby face.
Super baby face.
All right. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Super baby face right now.
You know, and Omega?
Omega's still like... We can't tell what's
going
to happen.
And we don't know what's going
on. Well, like I said, they're telling a really good story with Paige and Omega. What's going to happen is Omega's going to get tired of it, turn heel. Everybody thinks that Paige is going to turn heel. I think Omega's
Paige
gonna go.
Is gonna be the future of that company.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Omega's gonna
call
be
that
a
the
super
first night.
Heel. Yep.
Yeah, the next pay per view is the end of next month. They
Revolution.
Will be, I think we'll be in Long Island for that. I think it's the plan right now.
They're going to Long Island?
No, we are.
Oh no, I'm talking about. I thought they were going to.
No,
Long Island.
They're coming here in March. I'll be
in Newark.
I'll be in Newark for that.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
I'll be in Newark for that.
And but all in all, I mean, and they had it was a great show. AEW. I thought they're producing really good shows. NXT, I thought, was a better show just head-to-head. But AEW is producing on all levels. And the fact that it was on the cruise was such a great... It was so cool to see that different
I saw that
thing.
Video of the crowd singing Jericho's theme song.
Awesome.
Fucking dope.
Our new friend Kate that we met at the Wizards show.
Yeah.
We went to the anniversary show. That girl Kate, who was doing setup for them, she was on the boat.
Oh, word up.
Took a picture with the title.
Oh, no shit.
She had a really good time. I saw a bunch of pictures. She put them on social media.
Yeah, and they're saying Jericho Cruz round 3 coming up next year.
That's
next February.
See, I'm spoiled, man, because I went on a Disney cruise. I don't want nothing else but Disney now.
But who would have thought they would have a wrestling cruise now?
Yeah.
Listen, man, I'm not mad at it. Jericho, no. Jericho, he marketed it, and every year it gets bigger and bigger.
He's literally the biggest thing going right now.
Just took a picture at Meltzer.
Yeah.
The Moxley match, and I hate Moxley, because my son brought this up too. The Moxley match, he says, I like the Moxley match against Pac. I said, Pac will carry anybody in that company.
Oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up. Are you serious right now? Moxley's a great worker.
I didn't say Moxley's not great, dude.
You're
he's
a
good.
Fucking jerk.
I disagree, too.
You're bugging, dude.
Moxley has got everything.
Hey, he's got to say, what, you going to tell me that Pac carried Moxley in that match?
No, I'm just saying, if I'm saying
I mean,
Pac
they kind of played the one-eyed bandit thing a little too much.
I'm not giving Moxie anything great. He's okay.
He's great.
He's not great.
You're bugging.
He talks. He's a very good talker. I disagree.
I think he's great.
I'm sorry.
Two-thirds of this podcast say that he's great.
Fuck him. You don't give a dude the second greatest title in wrestling history, and he only defends it twice. They fucking and then you put him in a crew.
But how much is that is his fault?
And then whose
fault is that?
But he agreed to the lunatic fringe. Oh, I'm scared. Fuck him and his lunatic fringe. You know who he is? That's the dude that EMS picks up on the street. The guys who fake going to this fucking psych ward that don't want to go to jail. He's a fucking criminal that just fakes being crazy. He doesn't have to go to jail. He goes to the fucking psych ward.
All right there, EDP. Relax.
That's exactly what he is. He's a fake EDP. What's up, Matt Squires? I got a fucking
package. Oh, Maddie, I'm going to message you after the show.
I got a package from Matt Squires.
So did I. That's why I want to message him. I thought it was a sex toy.
I said, you fucking maniac. No, I said, you're a lunatic, I told him. Anyway, okay. But the match was good, though. I enjoyed the match.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Because Dean Ambrose is good.
Oh, because Ambrose is great.
He's fantastic.
Ambrose, legend. He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Grand Slam champion for WWE.
He's a jerk off. That's what he is.
Don't you wish you were the U.S. champion, huh?
I wish. I would have been a better U.S. champion than he was.
But held it for a day.
Darn it. Darn, I'm gonna walk this.
Why do you? You know what I didn't like what they did with Ambrose. Everyone was comparing him to fucking Roddy Piper when he first was part of the
Stop.
Show.
Stop.
And he's not.
Stop.
He's no Piper.
Pump the fucking brakes.
You remember that? You don't remember that?
Of course I do.
When I heard this, I was like,
"Well, when he was in FCW or whatever."
No, not even then.
Stop.
When he was the most, and then everyone thought that he was the leader of the group.
Oh, big difference. Piper never lost.
Yeah.
Okay. For like 15 years, he didn't lose. I think
exactly.
Fuck out of here.
I saw Roddy Piper wrestle 10 years in the Garden. He never got pinned.
Yeah.
Never.
And he would lose matches.
Count out. Yeah, disqualification.
Because that's Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Okay. Smart.
Exactly.
But, exactly.
You got your wish on SmackDown, though. The Cousins all teamed up.
Yeah.
The Usos and
the Bloodline? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know what's my real wish? I want the Usos versus the Briscoe Brothers.
Hell
so
yeah.
Happy to put this on social media.
Hell
I
yeah.
want it so
I
badly.
Agree.
They will fucking kill it. They would. They look so similar in terms of like the way they act.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got the Rednecks and you got the guy, the Samoans. It's fine. But those two teams would destroy each other.
Yeah.
But I would. But
yeah, they were comparing him to Brian Pillman too, Aaron. That's fucking retarded.
Who?
Yeah.
The masses.
Stop.
I'm telling you.
Dean Ambrose is no.
He's not. No, he's nobody amazing either. He's a solid worker. He's average.
But let's have the same conversation in 5 years and let's see where we are. I think there is potential to be there, if he's not being bogged down by creative, if he's in charge of his own destiny, I think we can get there.
I'll open my mind for it, but right now I don't find him amazing.
He's,
at all.
I tell you right now, he's probably going to lose the belt to Suzuki though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, could you imagine Suzuki winning the U.S. title?
Speaking of Suzuki, Chris Dickinson. Staten Island Zone.
You're bugging, dude.
Friends of the Shining Wizards. I'm not bugging.
I love you. I love you, Chris. But
here's what Chris just did. Chris not only called out.
I think he has a death wish, by the way.
That's what Rob said. Rob Domingo, who'll be on Turnbuckle Throwbacks next week.
Yeah.
By the way. Rob's coming on Turnbuckle Throwbacks next week. He's got a death wish. He calls out one of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. And not for nothing, Chris Dickinson is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay? But he called out Suzuki. I'm waiting for my tax return check so I can book this fucking trip to Florida now.
Could you imagine? Right.
Then 2 days later, this fucking nutbag, he books himself against Shingo. I just... So Rob's like... So first of all, Rob's like, he's gonna die, right? I'm like, it'll be an honorable death.
Yeah.
And then, when Shingo was announced, Rob's like, well, he's dead. Are they going to get it resurrected? I'm like, yeah, he'll get resurrected.
What do they call that? Death by suicide by police or something like that? Is what he's doing.
All I know is that Chris Dickinson was was a good wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be eulogizing him on the way home from
Florida. When I go to church, I'm gonna light a candle.
I'm gonna light a candle.
But I tell you, like you said, Chris Dickinson, bad motherfucker.
He's got fucking balls.
Yeah. I love it.
Because you know, not for nothing, he's a guy, and we're not saying this because he's a friend. We're not saying this because he's from Staten Island. He is a really good worker.
Yeah,
who's done stuff with Evolve and Game Changer, Combat Zone.
Guy that should be PWG. Signed.
He should be on TV.
He should be
correct.
Signed by somebody. Signed
if AEW wants anybody badass, there's your boy right
they
there.
They should sign fucking Dickinson and fucking Jock.
And Pinky Sanchez, and then have them all with fucking Pride and Power.
Yeah.
Fuck,
Team Pazuzu needs to be on fucking TV. Yeah.
You ask Santana and Ortiz how fucking dope they are.
They're so good.
Okay? So, all I'm saying is, Chris, and I hope I get to see you while I'm down there, bro. If I go down there, I'm going to pray for you.
Yep. We're lighting the candle.
I'm going to go to Western Beef, get some Hazel Cristo candles.
Wow.
Yeah, right? And I'm gonna start lighting those candles for you, pal. The road to WrestleMania and Chris Dickinson's funeral starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a wonderful ride. And here we are. We're at the Rumble. Jay's got the fucking. I got the card here.
You got the card up.
I have the card.
Because we are taking the Wizards down.
We have to win this one.
You guys talking way too much shit.
Show
some fucking balls.
Wow.
Did you see that look of disgust?
Yeah, you gonna let those fucking pricks intimidate you?
No, not at all.
You're the fucking Impact player.
I am the Impact player.
Phil Ray, are you
I'm the heavyweight primate.
Bullshit. Are you the Impact player? Are you Princess Rhea?
Oh.
Princess Rhea. I think I found the name of the episode tonight.
God damn it.
Princess Rhea.
That's you're the awesome. Fucking leader. Of Phil Rhea Enterprises. Fuck the Shining Wizards. Fucking jerk-offs.
I really want to happen.
You know what else? Fuck Bowman. One-on-one in a gypsy toe fight.
The gypsy toe fight.
You know who's winning
jerk
that one?
Jerk-off!
What a promo I just cut.
Yeah.
I wasn't even expecting that.
Wow. Wow.
Woo,
that was like Freddie Blassie-esque in the fucking invasion angle.
Piss and vinegar. Piss and vinegar.
Piss and vinegar. Oh, boy. All right. Let's get into this real quick. All right. Your first match I have here will probably be on a pre-show.
It'll be the Ryder and Hawkins.
No. Shorty G versus Sheamus.
Sheamus.
How do you not Sheamus. Go? Sheamus. So now, like I said, I mean.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
Oh, it's got to be Sheamus. It's got to be Sheamus.
Okay.
But, I mean, my heart wants to say they got to get Shorty G over.
Why?
Because he has to.
They have committed career suicide on that poor guy.
I agree. But
He's so good.
Did you
see the match with him and Angle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He shouldn't be in this role. I want to say, but how do you go against Sheamus?
Sheamus said Impact Player Enterprises, IPE.
There you go.
You have an IPA? You can drink your IPA at the IPE.
There you go. See?
All right. So we're all picking Sheamus then?
We're all on Sheamus.
All right, your next match is a Falls Count Anywhere match. Roman Reigns versus King Corbin.
Roman Reigns.
Can we just talk about it? When is this fucking feud going to end?
Tomorrow. It's going
to
be tomorrow.
So it's got to be Roman Reigns.
It's Roman Reigns.
Someone's going to the hospital tomorrow. Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my pen's running out of ink.
What the fuck?
Here you go, Sugar Lips. This is all you, by the way, so don't fuck up the math. I'm bad at math.
Roman.
All right. We have calculators at Impact Player Enterprises.
Yes, we do. Texas Instruments, if you want.
Texas Instruments. Read that bell. Princess Rhea and the Texas Instrument. The United States Heavyweight Championship. It's a fucking battle of the Mexicans over here. Andrade defending against Humberto. I can't even roll my tongue.
Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
Humberto Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
Humberto Bo Dallas.
Mexican Bo Dallas.
Esta noche. Azúcar con leche.
Esta noche. Azúcar.
You know what? I never noticed that.
Sábado Gigante.
Oh, that is awesome.
Are we all going against?
Andrade.
Andrade.
Andrade. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
All right. Okay. All right.
I mean, all right. We are so going to win this.
Lacey Evans going up against Bayley Squarejaw for the fucking women's title.
Bayley's going to keep the title.
I think we should have taken Lacey Evans.
I was just going to say, I think we got to have a conversation because...
I like how Jay... It starts with, we got to have a conversation. He sounds like my mom's old bookie.
All right, 2-1. Okay,
Lacey
Evans.
You got 2 points to the dollar. All right, let's have a conversation.
I'll say why. They are putting a lot of weight in Lacey.
There's a lot of weight in her ass, too. I see that.
But, I mean, Bayley right now, there's just no steam on her.
Apparently, Alexander Wolf got hurt, like, legitimately at the ref put the X sign up.
So, you're saying there's not enough weight?
Yeah, I think they're I think there's not enough steam on Bayley right now.
Look at her hair.
He didn't mean physical weight. He meant story weight.
I want to say I want to say Lacey. I'm going to go with Lacey. Are we doing the 2/3 here?
All right, Lacey Evans wins.
It's got
to
be.
We have to be in agreement.
I mean, do I have a vote here? I've only been here a little bit, or do I get like Jim Crowed a little bit here, where I get?
Wait a minute! Whoa! Did you just watch
your fucking mouth, Jim Crowed? What a jerk off!
Do I get 3/5 of the vote?
Did he just say Jim Crowed?
Dude, what are you?
What a dick!
I used to live in a with all my buddies, and I used to never get a house for it. I used to get 3/5 of a vote.
All right, that's what made me think of it. This is not a philocracy. This is not a chopocracy. This is not even a jayocracy. This is a throwbackocracy. We're all equal partners here.
Lacey Evans.
I'm going with Lacey Evans.
All right. I'm taking Lacey Evans.
Don't
sell yourself short, okay?
Next.
We gave you this. This is your baby. All right? Shit talker. You and fucking Grifo. Yeah. Boozed it up at the fucking Christmas party. Throws us into this fucking hot mess of a fucking contest.
Hell yeah.
All right. Your next match. All right. Square Joe, Lacey Evans. It's out of the way.
Yep.
The man defending the women's championship against Asuka Konechi.
Becky.
I'm taking Becky Lynch.
Oh.
Yeah. Are we going to have a conversation, buddy?
No, I'm bowed out. All right. I want...
Our 50-50 votes are better than your shit.
Well, I want Asuka to win because she borrowed Muda's mist.
I think Asuka has a lot of steam behind her, but she's not... It's just to make her look more dominant towards Becky, but Becky's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, she's been fighting all these fucking handicap matches, and she put Kairi Sane out.
You know what? You're right, because then going into WrestleMania, it does seem better to have Becky with the title than Asuka.
I'm not mad. I'm with it.
Listen, that's why we have conversations.
All right.
Becky Lynch.
So she's been, for the last 12 months, she couldn't beat Asuka because Asuka won the Rumble last year.
So now she's going to get her win back.
She's going to get her win back. Yeah, correct.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. The Universal Heavyweight Championship. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, who did a really good fucking deed this week.
Yeah, I heard.
For an autistic kid who got beat up. Bray sent him a bunch of shit, so that's kudos to him. Defending against Daniel Bryan, a strap match.
I don't know how to feel about this match. A strap match, I mean, we've seen it so many times.
Are we having a conversation?
I like that. Well, I mean, we're picking it. Yeah, obviously, I want to have a conversation. Always want to have a conversation.
There's a feeling. This is really weird feeling that I'm having. I think Daniel Bryan's going to win this.
I like what you're doing because you want to take a flyer. We have to get an early lead here with these guys.
I'm going to say no. I want to agree with you, but for point's sake, I'm going to say Bray Wyatt, and I'll tell you why.
Enlighten me.
He ain't dropping the belt to Mania. I don't think he's had enough behind him yet. I think he needs...
I think that's the reason why he drops it now.
No, I think he needs this match. You guys can go against me. I don't care. Yeah. I'm just saying, I think he needs this match to steam himself to WrestleMania. That's just me. You guys want to go... We can go.
Because the last time these two fought at Royal Rumble, Bray won.
Yeah.
So now they're fighting again. But it's just...
Well, like I said, my thing is Bray Wyatt as a champion right now, not really pushing the scales here.
It's really not.
I mean, unless, like I said, this match is a barn burner and it just completely opens it up. But like I said, you could tell a better story with him. You got to go with a Fiend, because why not have Daniel Bryan going into WrestleMania? Maybe
so you're changing. You're changing your.
I'm going to go with the Fiend.
I'm going with Daniel Bryan. I'm sorry.
So 2-1, you lose. And if he wins, he's exactly what's going to happen. He can't wait till tomorrow night.
There's something about, I don't know, man. I, maybe it's
dude, just... I, again, I'm on your side, I feel. I for points though to beat these fuckbags, I gotta go with the Fiend.
Listen, are you doubting yourself?
No, I normally agree with you. We
show some fucking.
We normally don't disagree, which is really sad because we agree on these pay per view picks and we fucking we win, but like it's not. There's no conversation now. Jay has to have a conversation. Fucking tough guy over here.
Yeah, telephone tough guy.
Tough fucking cardboard gangster over here. Okay,
I'm over here now.
And we do got to discuss with the guys about picking a winner. Like, do we get extra points for picking a winner of the Royal Rumble?
Work that out with your fucking new friends.
I'm gonna have to work.
I'm over here now.
This is your shit.
Yeah, Jay, this is your baby, bro.
I just thought of it now.
You are. He's Phil Rea, and he owns Phil Rea Enterprise.
Yeah.
You, my friend.
Am I a sergeant in arms?
No. You know what you are? You're under the umbrella.
I'm under the umbrella.
Of Phil Rea Enterprises. You know what you are?
I'm covered.
There you go. Jay covered. There you go.
Jay covered. Okay. Let's move on, please. Because we have to take a break and get to this fucking throwback.
We have to take a break? We still got a lot to do.
Okay. Listen, I'm sorry, Mr. Saturday Night.
Well, not for nothing, but the throwback is only four matches.
Right, so I mean, we can get into this. I don't care. That's fine. We still have to do our best Royal Rumbles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here are the.
I love how you wrote it on IKEA instructions.
Somehow more helpful than IKEA instructions.
Yeah.
Listen, I feel good about this table. I helped. I feel fucking accomplished.
Fuck Alan and his keys.
Fuck Alan. That was pretty funny. All right, this is the Women's Royal Rumble. The winner gets obviously a shot at the title, whatever title she wants.
This is tough.
Here are your confirmed entrants: Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Carmella, Natalia, who's not fucking, Sarah Logan, Shitlocker, Nikki Cross, Phil Rea's future baby daddy, even though he doesn't want kids, and Charlotte Flair. Rumored entrants: Sasha Banks, Dana Brooke, Rhea Ripley, Shayna Baszler, and Ronda Rousey. Now, there's only 9 confirmed entrants.
Out of 30.
Out of 30 women.
There's got to be some NXT sprinkled in there. You're going to get...
I heard NXT is not even being involved in this, except for the women. So,
yeah.
If anything...
Oh, even the guys? There's going to
There's no NXT guys in it. That's what I heard. That's the rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not fucking Dirt Sheet Danny over here, you know? I don't want to speculate something I don't know, you know?
Can I go with my pick already?
We have to come up with a collective pick. Mr.
Shayna Baszler.
That's hard. That really is hard to ignore.
Because her and Becky Lynch had a little thing at Survivor Series. I think they're going to go at it again in Mania.
I want to go Baszler.
Okay.
But hear me out.
Okay.
I'm going to have a conversation now.
Here we go, dick.
Where does Charlotte Flair go with this if she doesn't win?
Do we have to see that again?
No, we don't have to see it. What I'm saying is Charlotte's still the main player. Is it without Rousey being here, Becky Lynch is involved, Square Jaw's doing the other thing, right? So Baszler wins this. It's a massive fucking major roster breakthrough push. Money train, choking people out, you know, Angry Lesbian fucking Express, right? Does it?
The Les Express.
I love it. Shout out to all lesbians out there who love the show. You guys are picking Baszler?
Who are you picking?
I want Charlotte Flair.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going with Charlotte.
I can't.
Okay,
yeah, I can't.
Okay, so Shayna Baszler?
I was actually going to say Ronda.
Really? So now
I was
going to
go Ronda.
So now you go Ronda, I'm going Charlotte, he's going Baszler.
All right, we have to come to a consensus.
We have to come up to a consensus.
Well, if I have no problem. I'll just tell you why.
The problem is right now is, well, there's two. We all have different players, but you don't even know if Ronda Rousey is going to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think she's
going to
be.
So if we lose points, she's not there. It's on you.
Yeah, so she's going to be a surprise entrant. I think we're going to get the
rematch.
The rematch, and it's going to be one-on-one, Becky against Ronda. But I do like Becky against Shayna a lot better.
Oh, I love that. I'm all
so
about that.
So I'm going to go with Shayna. I think.
What do you think, Phil?
I'll go Shayna Baszler. All
right, so Shayna Baszler.
As much as I want Charlotte, no one's on my own. No one's on the Charlotte train
with
Phil.
If Charlotte wins, she doesn't go after Becky. She goes after fucking whoever wins the match between Bayley
and... Yeah.
And, of course, the men's Royal Rumble. Here are your entrants.
Okay.
The Miz. 25 confirmed. Not 30 this year. Confirmed 25. The Miz.
So that means there's going to be 5 surprises.
Obviously. The Miz, Jomo, R-Truth, Big E, Kofi Kingston, Samoa Joe, Choppy's Ass, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura. Braun Strowman, Kane Velasquez, Buddy Murphy, Aleister Black, Awful Lashley, Rusev, Tucker and Otis, McIntyre, Ricochet Rabbit, Rey Mysterio, RKO, Eric run the company, remember that? Billy Madison, AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar at number one, and Roman Reigns. Now, here's your rumored entrance. Edge, Shawn Michaels, The Boogeyman, Hulk Hogan, John Cena, and CM Punk.
I think it's safe to say we can rule out Punk.
I think we should rule out the Boogeyman and Hulk Hogan.
I think there's a very good chance the Boogeyman's going to be there.
And fucking Bug-Eye Michaels.
Yeah.
I think that Michaels will make a surprise.
In this Royal Rumble?
A surprise, yes. And I'll tell you why. There's been rumors circulating on the net, if you will.
Uh-oh. Dirt Show Danny's back.
Well, the Macho Man says that he heard that it might be Michaels versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
All right. Wait a minute. So Michaels is not winning the Rumble. He'll be in the Rumble, but he's not winning it.
He's not winning it. Do you understand? He wants to be the cream. To be the cream of the crop. He must fight the phenomenal one. Mm-hmm.
I say John Cena comes back and wins it.
Oh, you're out of your fucking mind. You're fucking crazy. You're crazy. No way.
Okay. I'm just saying.
He's going to hate me for my pick.
Who are you picking?
McIntyre.
Wow.
I love McIntyre. And he's not winning it. You know who's winning it?
Who's winning it?
Roman Reigns.
Oh, come on.
Coming back from...
After that match he has against Corbin then?
Yeah. After the match, after the battling cancer, going through all these shit fucking storylines on SmackDown, never being in the title picture for almost a year now. Yeah, it's safe to say Roman Reigns is going to win the Royal Rumble. And he's going to fight... the winner of Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan.
Fallon said, leave my boy alone. Bug Eye. Shawn Michaels.
Oh, fuck Shawn.
Triclops.
I like Shawn Michaels, but he was not my... You know who's my favorite in that 90s area? It was Bret Hart. Bret was better than Shawn.
No, I hope Nick German's still listening. Aaron says Randy Orton. I'm not mad at that either, but we have to come up.
Yeah, right, so but he won fairly recently. Didn't he win in the last few years?
The last one he won was... We have to come up with reasons why you pick your person, why you pick
he
your...
He won in 17, yeah. Jay. Yes.
I gave my reason as to why Roman's going to win. I want to know why you picked...
Right, so I'm out because I'm picking John Cena, but no one wants to jump on that bandwagon.
I'm going
to
go with Drew McIntyre for the fact of... What are we craving for as bitching fans? Like, we want something new. We want to see something
Sheamus
new.
Sheamus is Kevin Owens.
Ooh.
I would love for Kevin Owens to win the fucking Rumble.
Yo, and that'd be a great way to get points.
Oh, man.
Oh, I like that, though. I like him against Brock.
Oh, I love that against Brock. But that's the thing, though. Is he going to call Brock out?
Of course he is.
Yeah?
Why would you not?
Oh yeah? Really? Are we having a conversation?
Why would you not?
Kevin Owens.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that, too.
No one asked you, jerk off, about Shawn Michaels.
Who's that, Bowman?
No, Fallon.
I'll throw my weight on Owens.
Owens is a good pick.
All right. We'll go Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
I want him to win last year, remember?
Oh, yeah. But here's what's going to happen. I think something is going to go down.
Where he doesn't get...
Between him and Joe?
But where...
He doesn't get the match.
He doesn't get the match, but there's like a stare down between him and Brock.
I'm telling you right now, I want Kevin Owens back on top so bad.
He needs to be the WWE champion. He's really good.
I mean, listen...
And I like him as a face.
Hold on a second. Because seriously, we're going to have a conversation. You and I were on an agreement a while back that he didn't need the fucking... Remember we had this... Jay, Choppy and I had a list of guys that didn't need the title to be over.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens needs to be champion now?
No. You know why he needs to be champion? Because he's not a heel anymore. He's a face.
Ah.
And the machine is backing him right now.
Okay. I want an explanation. That's why we're having a conversation.
We're having a conversation.
Okay.
I think that makes a lot more sense. Kevin Owens.
I mean,
he hasn't won one yet. I mean, that's where my head is.
He's been Universal Champion, but I like to see him going up against Brock. That's a fantasy matchup.
I would love, and not for nothing, if Cena did win, just saying, just you know, this is me. Him and Brock do have good matches.
They have great matches.
Their match at Extreme Rules 2012, that was really good.
That's one of my favorite matches in a decade.
That's really good.
But
when
he F-ed him
on the stairs.
What about when Brock Hardwayed him?
Yeah.
But here's the other side of that. Who wants to see it again? I mean, listen, you know what I'm saying? Fair enough. Like,
fair.
I agree. Like it's
like asking who wants to see Undertaker every year, though. I'd rather see John Cena than fucking Undertaker.
And John Cena's been having some stellar matches these last couple of years.
Yeah. I think the older he got, the better he did.
Yeah.
He's like a fine glass of wine.
Yeah.
Took him a couple of years to get better.
Yeah, but he's not going to be around. We're falling into that part-time.
That's true.
We're falling into that bandwagon.
We want to leave the part-time era. We need to get a full-time wrestler.
Yeah.
What's up, Uncle Eddie? How are you?
Eddie, what's up, buddy?
Ham radio every Wednesday.
So, I like Kevin Owens. I mean,
Kevin Owens.
I mean, it's not my first pick. I'm going to say Drew McIntyre.
I think Kevin Owens is going to win.
Kevin Owens.
Well, like I said, maybe I wrote down everybody's pick anyway, just in case. This way, like, if we could change it. We'll change
it
in
can't
the group.
Change it.
No, in the group chat, I'm saying we could get extra points if we single guys can call
extra
it.
Points. Look at you.
Yeah, like maybe
get fucking math, dude. I can't fuck with that job.
Don't worry, I'm all about the math. All
right, dude.
Alrighty.
All right, there.
I'm a mathlete.
All right, there, Texas Instruments.
I'm a mathlete.
You're a mathlete. I like that. I'm a mathlete. You're a fuckbag.
That's more like it.
All right, not to pull out the list.
You're a jerk off.
The list of choppers.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
All right.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'm brand new.
Ooh, hey. Look at the initiative.
Look at Sporty over here.
All right.
Look at Rudy over here, huh?
So you guys are going to notice.
Sporty J over here.
You guys are going to notice by my list.
Sporty J. Sporty J.
You guys are going to notice by my list that I am attitude heavy.
Okay.
But I'm definitely not.
I'm all over the place with my list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little all over the place, but the most recent one I have is only in the last 5 years. Other than that, it jumps right down to the Attitude Era. So number 10, 2015, and I'm not a big fan of Roman winning the Rumble. Obviously,
it's from Philly.
Yeah, that's not the one I would have picked.
He was number 19, by the way.
Yeah, I obviously. Me, like everybody else in the crowd, was looking for Daniel Bryan to come back. But how can you turn down that card of it was...
How about we do 10-10-10-9-9-9?
How about that?
All right.
So how can you turn down that card of literally, you know, it was Daniel Bryan against Bray Wyatt, arguably Bray Wyatt's best match. And like we were just saying, you know, now we're going to come back to it. You know, like you said, to me, I think that was it. And then the three-way with Cena... Rollins and Brock.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Very underrated match, and that to me, that's what brought it up. That, and I think there was I had it right here. I think there was a tag title match too. Was it Cody? No, it wasn't the Shield.
Bring up the match. Bring up the card.
No. Don't worry about it. But
are you sure?
To me,
I have
it
right here.
Oh, you have it? Oh, then
you said
2015.
2015, right?
There was a third match
I'll bring the card up. The card was. Hello, Jerkoff. You had Roman Reigns winning the Rumble.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar beat Seth Rollins and John Cena. The Bella Twins beat Paige and Natalya.
There wasn't that much.
The Usos beat Damian Mizdow and Miz.
I was a big fan of this. Is when the Usos were really
Damian
coming
Mizdow,
into
it. Yeah. Sorry.
This is when they were really coming into it, and I was a huge Mizdow fan as well.
The Ascension beat the New Age Outlaws.
That was the other match I was thinking.
And then
of,
the dark match was Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. With Adam Rose, who looks totally different now in Italia, beat the New Day.
Yeah, but to me, it was those two matches. You know, it was the opening match and then the championship match.
Gotcha.
So that's Chop, what made me do it.
What was your number 10?
My number 10 was actually the first Royal Rumble of all time, the 1988 Royal Rumble, where Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the match. I chose it just because it was the first, you know, and we never had seen it before. But it wasn't the greatest, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, number 10 was my number 10.
Okay.
What was your number 10?
My number 10 was 1991.
Okay. All right.
Hogan wins, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to put that in 91. I'll walk it down to go in order. DiBiase and Virgil beat the Rhodes.
Yep.
Mountie beat Coco. Sergeant Slaughter beat the Warrior for the title. That's when Savage interferes.
Yep.
Big Boss Man against the Barbarian. The Rockers beat the Orient Express. And then there was a dark match, Jerry Sags. No one cares about beat Sam Houston. That was my number 10. So, Jay, what was your number 9?
1991. Move on.
Choppy.
For the same exact reasons.
My number 9 was Royal Rumble 1995.
The
reason, because it was the first time where we saw the same two entrants start the match and then end the match,
yeah.
which was HBK and Bulldog.
That was Tampa.
Yes, and then and there was also that match where everyone thought that Bulldog won, and then at the last minute, Shawn Michaels knocks
Michaels
him
wins. 1-2-3 Kid and Bob Holly beat Bam Bam and Tanaka. That was the corporate the corporation. What? No, the million dollar corporation.
The Million Dollar Corp.
Okay, Diesel beat Bret Hart. Yep. Oh no, I'm sorry. They fought to a draw.
Yes,
right. Undertaker beats IRS. Jeff Jarrett with the Roadie beat Razor Ramon for the IC title.
Yep.
And Buck Quartermain beat the Brooklyn Brawl in a dark match.
Who?
All right. For my number 9, I am going to go with 1994.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a really good one.
Okay. That's from the Providence Civic Center. Okay. And
that was the same fall with Brett and Lex, right? They both fell out at the same time?
Correct. Yoko beat The Undertaker.
That was good.
In a casket match for the title.
Which I loved that
match. Every person on that roster came out to interfere in the match.
I loved that match.
Razor Ramon beat IRS. The Quebecers beat Bret Hart and Owen. That was a great fucking match for the tag titles.
That's when Owen kicked his leg out of his leg.
Yes.
Correct. Tatanka beat Bam Bam Bigelow. And then the Brooklyn Brawler again beat Jim Powers. So, okay. Jay, what was your number 8?
I went with 2004. And basically hanging on with... It was. I loved Hardcore Holly coming back with this. I mean, they should have did so much
more. That was Philly again.
Yeah, they should have did so much more with this storyline with him and Brock. It was so much left open for that. But the Last Man Standing match. Listen, I'm a huge Shawn Michaels guy. You know, I was a big fan of that. And I think that match went about maybe like 25 minutes, something like that. And, you know, there was another match. It was Evolution. It was Batista and Flair against the Dudley Boys in a tables match. And Rey Mysterio against Jamie Noble. That wasn't a bad match either. I was a little quick. And then Chris Benoit went pillar to post. Came out number one and went to the end. So, you know, I know it's maybe a little downsized on that, but 2004, number 8.
Choppy, what was your number 8?
Royal Rumble, 2002.
02.
Triple H returns to win the Rumble after a quad tear.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good moment.
Hell yeah.
And then I remember the other match that was there was The Rock versus Chris Jericho for the Undisputed title.
Yeah.
My 02 is 7, but okay. I'm sorry, guys.
My 02 is 7 too.
Oh wow. But and then you know the you had a lot of like legends in this match. You remember having Mr. Perfect was there.
Came out huge ovation. What a pop.
And then you also had Angle, Austin. There was the spot where Hurricane grabs both Austin and Triple H for the choke slam, and they kind of look at him like, "What the? Are you serious?"
Yeah,
and they both throw him out.
And the street fight with Flair and McMahon. That's why I put it up higher. That's why I put mine up.
It was a good match, and that was like one of Flair's first like really great matches in WWE.
Yep.
My number 7 was 2010.
Number 7 number
I'm eight, sorry number eight, number, eight. This is number 7.
I thought we were on number 8.
We're on number 8.
Number 8, I'm sorry, number 8. Yeah. I'm sorry. My number 8 was 2010 and that was Edge.
Oh yeah, Edge. Okay. That was pretty good.
That was from Georgia. The card was pretty dope. It was Edge beats John Cena, Undertaker beats Rey Mysterio, Sheamus beats Randy Orton.
Yep.
The Miz versus MVP. That was a great match. Christian versus Ezekiel Jackson.
I remember that.
And then the dark match was...
It was ECW, right? It was
ECW Championship, correct.
WWE ECW.
WWE ECW, that's what we'll call it.
Yeah.
We don't acknowledge it as regular ECW. The Bella Twins, Eve Torres, Gail Kim, and Kelly Kelly beat Alicia Fox, Jillian Hall, Katie Lee, Burchill. I liked her. Maurice and Natalya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Number 7.
Number 7 was 02 for you?
2002 for me. Same exact reasons.
Chop.
Mine was... Royal Rumble 1997.
97. We just did that one last year.
Austin wins his first Rumble.
Yep.
Okay. Does not go on to WrestleMania to face The Undertaker. He instead continues his feud with Bret Hart because Bret was slowly turning into a heel for bitching and complaining all the time. That was, and then, yeah, that was my reason for that pay-per-view.
All right. My number seven was 02, Triple H.
Okay. Yep. All right. Number six.
Number six is actually, nostalgia reasons, is 1996 for me. I had this as from the Alamo Dome.
Yeah,
was that 97?
97 is the Alamo Dome.
Yeah, so 96, I think, was California then or something like 97 that.
97 was in the Alamo Dome. 96 was in Fresno.
So this was one of them. I used to have this and Royal Rumble 98 on the same VHS tape. So I used to watch it all the way through. So it was kind of a nostalgia thing
good
for
card,
me.
Good card.
But it was a good card, you know, and I was just, you know, I'm 11 years old, and any chance you get a chance to see Sonny.
The card was good. Undertaker beats Bret Hart
for
the title by DQ. Oh, no, he doesn't beat him for the title.
No, he was.
He wins. He wins by DQ.
Yeah, Diesel came out, and that was the first time he gave the finger.
Yes, Shawn
Michaels. 1996.
Shawn Michaels wins one of two Rumbles.
Yep.
Gold Dust beat Razor Ramon for the IC title.
Yeah,
that was a good match. Smoking Guns beat the Body Donnas. Rest in peace, Skip.
Yep.
Ahmed Johnson beat Jeff Jarrett, and Duke the Dumpster Drosy defeated Triple H for the number 30 spot.
That was on the free for all.
That was on a free for all. Correct. Chops, what was yours?
Number six.
Oh, we're on number six already?
Yep.
My number, hold on. Number six is Royal Rumble 2016, the debut of AJ Styles.
Yeah. I was in a hotel room. I texted you.
Oh, dude.
Me and Hamill going to Florida.
Yo, dude, I was like, holy. I must have put it up on. I had posted that picture last year, not last year, 2016, and everyone was like, yo, is that AJ? I'm like, yes, sir, it is.
Okay. That was your 16, right?
Yeah, 2016 was my number six.
Okay, mine was, number six was 2004, Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit, I was going to Yep.
Okay. Jay?
I would be number five now, right?
Mm-hmm.
2001. And basically, I kind of picked this for two reasons as well. I mean, obviously, Austin winning, you know, and that was another great Royal Rumble one. And but it was Angle against Triple H for the championship. Amazing, amazing match there. And also Jericho against Benoit.
Oh, the ladder match.
Yeah, anytime you get a chance to see that, like, that's just, that was a great match. So, like I said, anchored down. So, number five, 2001.
Mine is Royal Rumble 1998. Austin wins his second Rumble and starts to become the face of the WWF. Also, Foley enters the match three times as Cactus, Mankind, and Dude Love.
All right. Mine is 2008 from Madison Square Garden.
John Cena comes
back. John Cena comes back. So there was a bunch of qualifying matches for this, too, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk beat Chavito. Triple H beat Snitsky, Mark Henry, William Regal. Carlito and Santino beat D.H. Smith and Super Crazy. Cody beat William Regal. Jamie Noble beat Palumbo. Hornswoggle beat and Mick Foley defeated the Highlanders. The Miz and Morrison beat Jimmy Wang Yang and Shannon Moore. Snitsky beat Drew McIntyre, and Umaga beat Jim Duggan to all the qualify for the Rumbles.
Yep.
I thought the event was fantastic. Obviously, like I said, John Cena beats Triple H. First of all, the Garden, the setup was like a subway train.
Yes, I remember.
It was, and it came out in the middle of the Garden. I thought that was fantastic. For me, the production was amazing. This match was fantastic. Randy Orton beats fucking Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy challenges for the title. That was so good. Edge with Vicky Guerrero.
Against Ray.
Bradshaw beats Jericho.
I remember that.
Good match. Flair beat MVP for a career-threatening match.
Yep.
Right?
And that was a good match in itself. I think it was the opening match as well.
It was the opening match, and it was a dark match. Jimmy Wang Yang and Shannon Moore beat Deuce and Domino. That was one of my favorites. So, all right. Next.
Number four is, for me, it was 1994, like Choppy said it before. That was another one where I remember watching it and being scared shitless of The Undertaker coming. I was 9 years old when it came out, being lifted up and everything. I remember, but then watching it years later with the Bret and Luger thing, I was just always enthralled by it as a kid. So, to me, 1994 was number four for me.
My number four was Royal Rumble 2000. The Rock wins Rumble, and we bear witness to the first tag team tables match.
Yep.
2011. The first 40
minutes. 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. With Diesel and Booker T coming in and surprises.
Alberto Del Rio.
He wins that. Yeah, that's right. At that time, he had won the largest Royal Rumble of all time.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Jay?
We'll be on number three now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get a lot of shit for this one, but 1992.
Oh, that's my number one. But
yeah, that's my number one.
Yeah. Just going by card. It was the original thing. Listen, hands down, the Royal Rumble match brings this fucking thing up. But the card in itself really wasn't the greatest card. I love the Piper Mountie match. I love Piper.
That was good.
Piper getting a fucking a title. And, the new foundation, Owen Hart and, Jim Neidhart. Like, all right, it wasn't a bad match, but there's no way that you can have a greatest Royal Rumble match, a greatest Royal Rumble pay-per-view card with Beverly Brothers against the Bushwhackers. But to say that this the Royal Rumble match brought it up in itself completely, that's a classic in itself. So to me, that was number three.
Okay.
My number three is Royal Rumble 2003.
Okay.
Lesnar wins the Rumble to face Kurt Angle. Also, Benoit and Angle have a classic for the WWE title that went on for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's to me that's their best match they ever had, yeah. Hands down.
My number three is 1990.
Oh, okay.
1990 was, hold on one second.
That was Hogan winning, I
that
think,
was
as well.
Hogan, that was Orlando. Hogan, that's the first of two to Hogan wins. This is from January 21st of all. This is, I'll tell you the matches right now. Hold on one second. It was Hogan beats Mr. Perfect. He eliminates Mr. Perfect.
Yep.
Jim Duggan beats the Boss Man by the DQ. Ronnie Garvin beats Greg Valentine. That was a heated feud.
That was a good feud, too.
Brutus Beefcake beat the Genius. I'm sorry, Brutus Beefcake and the Genius double DQ. That was actually a decent match, and I don't like Brutus Beefcake at all. The Bushwhackers beat the Rougeau Brothers.
Yeah.
But that was not because I don't like the Bushwhackers, but they it was actually a good match. The Rougeaus actually carried them, and they had a big feud. So.
Yeah.
And the dog match is Paul Roman beating the Brooklyn Brawler. So. All right, so. Jay, next
number
one.
Number two
for me was 2000. We did it last week.
There you go.
Right. So to me, and once again, it goes back to when I watched it. I watched it countless times. To me, it was just always one of my favorite from beginning to finish. So Royal Rumble 2000.
Chop.
My number two was Royal Rumble 2005 because it was the Batista wins, but it was also that transition mode where they were pretty much setting up Batista and Cena to be the faces of the company.
Yeah.
So it was actually the finish was exactly almost the same thing as Luger and Brett.
Yeah,
they both fall out at the same time, and then Vince runs down to the ring, tears both quads going into the ring, and he sits there looking like a fucking idiot. Like, come on, guys, what the fuck? So it's my number two, and it was a good card too.
Yeah,
my number two was 89.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah.
Big John Studd wins the Rumble.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, but one of my. This was a good match. Haku beats Holly Race for the King. For the,
oh,
for
King. My God. You know when he calls King Haku?
Yeah. And Rockin' Robin, who can't sing but can wrestle.
Yeah.
She beat Judy Martin, which was I'm not a women's wrestling fan at all, but this was a good match.
Yeah.
And then another good match, which is only three matches, four matches, if you count the Rumble. Duggan and the Hart Foundation.
Yeah.
Dino Bravo and the Rougeaus with Frenchie Martin and Jimmy Hart. Yeah. That was, again, everybody's invested. Two out of three falls. Almost 16 minutes. All these guys can work. As horrible as Duggan's gimmick was, he could still work. At this point, it's 89. He was fucking fresh off Mid-South. So it was actually a good match. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Jay, number one?
Number one. Once again, just nostalgia and all that. 1998 was one of my favorite Royal Rumbles. Because, let alone the storyline for the Rumble match itself, that Austin coming out and nobody... just literally hitting
that
everybody
was
on the way.
Match Taker and Michaels, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but just like that. But even like the pre-card too, like the Legion of Doom coming back.
Yeah.
And that they are feuding with the New Age Outlaws. This is when the Outlaws are now just getting huge.
When Hawk has a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, come back.
But like, and this is the start of The Rock too. The Rock with Ken Shamrock. Like that match in itself was fucking great. Yeah. like I said, to me, and then you're anchoring it down with Shawn Michaels against Undertaker in that casket
match when it came Burns.
You know, yeah, and like I said, I mean, granted, it's the same kind of concept of number 94, but it was done. In my opinion, this was done better, and because Kane comes out, lights the motherfucker on fire, and that's it. So, yeah. But to me, this was always my favorite Royal Rumble, start to finish.
All right. Chop.
Me and you have the same number. Same
92.
Number. Yeah.
Yep.
Hands down. The star power in this match is insane.
Yes.
You had the Bulldog. You had the Warlord. You had the Berserker. Huss. I mean, you had Flair. You had DiBiase. You had Hogan. You had Sid Vicious or Sid Justice.
Yeah.
Macho. Jake the Snake. I mean, there's so many guys.
Shawn Michaels
had just turned heel.
Yep.
So, it was... To me, hands down, the best Royal Rumble ever.
Yeah, well, like I said, I did. To me, that's what brought it up for me was like, if we were just talking about the whole card in itself, and it was very actually a little bit more difficult to do it than I thought. But that match in itself is just unbelievable.
Yes,
like, you could watch that all the time, and the commentary alone with Heenan and Monsoon going back and forth. Just how many times did you laugh during that? He's like, I never liked.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For 8 years and over 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussion, and plenty of laughs along the way in discussing the world of professional wrestling. We are available live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East on rantdmradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And of course, we are available also on all podcasting platforms. Check us out. Go to ShiningWizards.com. Be ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Hey, everyone. This is Justin Anderson, one of your hosts from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, where each week we break down the news in the world of geek culture, entertainment, professional wrestling, sports, and music. We also give our spin on the typical top 10 lists and fan cast our own movies. That's the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, or download from inconclusivebreakdown.libsyn.com.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
All right, everybody, you're getting this because it wouldn't be Turnbuckle Throwbacks without another mess up, right? So our last episode, which we recorded Saturday evening, we were coming back from the break and the power was accidentally knocked out and we got all of our stuff taken down, you know, the feed and the computers and the equipment, and when we booted it back up and we reconnected, apparently the connection wasn't right and the file was corrupted. So you're not going to get, it was real, I couldn't fix it. So basically you're going to get a good chunk of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, our predictions for the Rumble, which by the way were fantastic. We'll cover it more this Friday night. And you're going to get our review of the NWA Power. I'm sorry, the NWA pay-per-view, which was Hard Times. So yeah, the Rumble was last night. Like I said, we're gonna cover it on Friday. Fever pitch. The room loved it. A lot of feedback. I really can't wait for Raw tonight. This episode will be out right before Raw comes out this evening. I apologize, guys. It's a work in progress. We got new equipment. We moved to another room in Choppy's place, and We're still trying to get antiquated with all of the surroundings, and we got a soundproof, and it's just a, you know, when you're DIY, this is the shit that you have to put up with. So again, I really apologize for everything, and I hope you guys can forgive us. And I promise we're going to re-record the throwback, which was the Bunkhouse Stampede of 1988. And it was a good... I mean, we'll re-record it, maybe put it on Patreon or something like that. And we'll do it like that. But we have a lot of cool shit coming up for you. We're going to be doing the 1990 Royal Rumble 30th anniversary this Friday night. We're going to have a special in-studio guest. And it's going to be fun. We always like to have our friends in studio. As my cat jumps all over me to pet him because I just came home from work and he wants love. What's up, buddy? So, hope you guys enjoy this episode tonight. Just a couple of things. Of course, all the social media gimmicks. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Patreon.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Support us, please. It helps us immensely. And... of course, our network affiliates, rantemradio.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, Dark Satellite Media. We're on all the podcasting feeds, iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Google Play, I believe Himalaya. There's a bunch of stuff. A Podcast Addict. You can find our stuff everywhere. Just Google it. Go to turnbuckleThrowbacks.com as well for the back episodes. I think in the next couple of months, I'm going to try to be taking some of those old episodes down and archiving them for Patreon. So this way, if you guys want old episodes, you can go back and, you know, all our Patreon members can get access to all the episodes. So it's going to be a work in progress. It's just basically I'm the only one right now uploading, downloading, mixing and all that. The guys don't have any really experience with that, and I'm trying to get them all on board with it, and it's kind of hard because they all have busy lives as well, and I'm the only one basically who's somewhat single and you know, doesn't have a huge life. You know, Choppy has the family, Jay's got a really demanding job, and he's in a band and all the other stuff. So I mean, it's a work in progress. I hope you guys stick with us. I can't apologize enough, and I always thank you guys for sticking with us, because it's been so long. It'll be 8 years this July, and it's refreshing to have all you guys in our corner, and the love and support we get from all our regulars. It's been so such a fun time the last couple of months, getting Jay into the fold and, you know, doing these conventions. We've got another one coming up in April. It's just a fun time to be a wrestling fan right now. The road to WrestleMania begins today, tonight. So much is going on. We may have plans for Mania. I'll keep you guys in the loop with that. It's going to be fantastic. And I hope you guys stick with us. What else is going on that I want to talk about? I mean, I loved... there was a whole weekend full of wrestling this week. We had NWA, Hard Times. We had the Worlds Collide event with NXT, UK NXT versus NXT. It was great. And then we had the Rumble. And it was just awesome. So everybody's in a really good mood about pro wrestling right now, and rightfully so. You listen to social media, you're listening to other podcasts and YouTube feeds, and you're listening to Busted Open with our friend Dave LaGreca. Like, it's just a fever pitch. Everybody's happy to be a wrestling fan right now, yours truly included. I can speak for Jay and Choppy when I say we are so happy and so proud to be a part of such amazing networks and shows, that it always helps us strive to be a better show and makes us better as a team, as a collective, and doing good things for the network. I think that's it. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to get my night started, and then we're going to watch Raw, and hopefully we'll be back on, well, not hopefully, but we will be back on Friday. This Friday coming up, and we could end the month good. And again, like I said, the road to WrestleMania begins today. 69 more days till WrestleMania. It's going to be a happening, and I'm excited. You guys should be excited too, and we'll keep you posted. So you guys have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you on Friday. Same bad time, same bad channel, 9 o'clock, Friday night, Rant EM Radio, and all the other happy horse shit. Just remember, guys, take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, do not get arrested, do not say those awful words like Choppy says, and just be a good fucking human being, man. Seriously, be a good human being, and remember that we're here for you, we're always here for you, and we wish you nothing but the best, and I am out of here. You guys have a great rest of your week. Peace and chicken grease.